Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
You don't talk about foot quickness enough with receivers or tight ends. It's always about top end speed, right? That's why we watch the combine and look at the 40 times. That stuff's great. But when you're in the red zone, the field is reduced. You don't run vertical routes down there anymore. So do you have the foot quickness to separate versus press coverage or tight coverage? That's what Loveland has. He can weave a defender, force him to expand outside, whether it's the linebacker or safety, and then he has the foot quickness to separate inside. And that's where the rest of the traits come in. The strong hands, the point of attack, the frame, the shield, the defender. I do think he's a matchup player for them.
Third and goal. Theo Bennett in alignment in motion. He gets cut. Williams floats it the other way. It's caught for a touchdown. Colston Loveland.
Wow, great play design. Watch Loveland. He's over here. He slips inside of the tackle. Of course nobody's going to cover him. They don't even see him.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, we are so happy to have you on the show because you've been one of the people that we've been dying to talk to. And the reason is because looking at some of the things that Green Bay was able to do against the Bears defense, would love to get your perspective on how Jordan Love did when he saw man coverage and why the Bears struggled so much in some of their concepts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think a lot of it was matchups. First of all, you don't have Kyler Gordon on the field. That is a big minus for the Bears. When you go into any football game, when you want to play man coverage, especially in critical down and distance situations, because if you don't have the interior matchup, I think that's an issue for your defense, especially when Green Bay recognizes. So what do? Let's go to the touchdown to Christian Watson. That is a scheme play in terms of personnel, knowing that Kyler Gordon signed up for the football game. You have Gardner Johnson now playing in the slot. Watson has a favorable matchup there. One, because of the foot quickness to separate, but two, the long speed to run away from coverage. So that's number one right there is, you know, not having your key personnel on the field. The other one, if you look at the Byard play that he gave up on the score, that's a really tough spot for a safety. And I've been there because you're bringing all out pressure. So as a defensive back, you are taught to what I use the term flat foot read. You play off about 8 or 9 yards and you flat foot. You don't give ground, right? Because you're going to challenge anything that's thrown in front of you. Play top down. Very similar to what we discussed at the end of the Pittsburgh game. You know, that last series of defense, those defensive backs were driving top down the football and making tackles, right? Same situation there. When that ball doesn't come out, now you're in trouble. Now you're in big trouble because now you're having a safety matchup to a wide receiver who can really run, and he crosses his face, and there's no help, right? Because it's an all-out pressure. So in that situation, the pressure has to get home. What happens? You have an edge player that falls down. You have a defensive back who's too tight to the core of the formation, in my opinion, cannot create an angle to get home in the pocket. So a couple issues in those two plays, but really it's matchups and not winning critical down and distance situations when you have those negative matchups.
Boy, it's a lot of good stuff in there. Let's go back to Kyler and just think about that for a little while. When you lose him as close to kickoff as they did, it obviously can create a scramble. Like, should you change your thoughts as a defensive coordinator at that point, or do you have to trust your guys that close to kickoff? What happens?
That's a great question, Spees, because usually you know on Friday, right? And you have time to make adjustments, maybe bring someone up from the practice squad or adjust your scheme. But when it happens that close, right, the game plan's already in. Doesn't mean you can't adjust. Everyone adjusts. You have to adjust in the NFL. You know, every series you adjust. But I think that the situation where Dennis Allen is put in a tough spot again because he doesn't have one of his top defensive backs in the field and he wants to play certain things, right? You go into a football game saying we can win these moments, Speaks, because of our personnel, what we can do from a scheme perspective. But now some of that's taken away. So it's always easy to go back and look at it. Do we play more zone in that situation? Do we not bring the all-out pressure in that situation? There's things you always look back at in the play caller and said, I wish I would have done X, Y, or Z. But ultimately, you're put in a really tough spot when you lose a guy in pregame. And look, I've seen it happen. I saw it happen during my career. I saw guys that woke up sick Sunday morning in the hotel and couldn't play. It happens, right? It does happen. That's why you have your backup players. But again, it's still a drop-off when you don't have Kyler Gordon out there.
On the play where it looked – let me ask it this way. I'll ask it this way. How do you think Jalen Johnson looks right now?
I think he looks like a player that hasn't played a lot of football. It has nothing to do with talent, nothing to do with skill set, traits, football intelligence. He's got all that. We know that. He's a top-tier corner in this league. But when you don't play football, it has an impact on how you look on game days. And, you know, I've been asked this question a lot this week because, you know, not trying to change the subject, but Jaden Daniels, right? You bring Jaden Daniels back the last month of the season. Absolutely you do. He needs to play football. Young player needs to play.
That's how you develop. It's the same thing for a veteran player. You need to be on the field. And when you miss time, including time in training camp, one, your conditioning level, two, your physicality, being able to set your pads, but overall, it's your play speed and getting up to that play speed because they're not moving, used to moving at that pace.
So, Matt, you know, the Jalen Johnson thing definitely on my mind, too, and the way that Lawrence was thinking about asking it, it's such an interesting thing because he got called out by Tom Brady on the broadcast for not going back and being the other half of essentially a cover two on the back end. There's another play where another former quarterback, JT O'Sullivan, in his film breakdown, he wondered why Jalen Johnson wasn't dropping back on the first touchdown to Watson that you were talking about, that maybe should have been dropping back there. So that's two from people, you know, who are trying to break it down. And I'm sitting here wondering, is Jalen Johnson being used in ways that maybe he didn't expect by Dennis Allen? Yeah. Or was he not part of enough practices to know how to execute some of this usage? What do you see when I ask you this?
Well, look, ultimately with Jalen Johnson, what do you want him to do? You want him to play man coverage, right? That's why you're paying him a lot of money, because he's a very good man coverage corner. He's got physical coverage traits, and he's got ball skills. So you want to put him in a position where he can match a top receiver and a position where he can use his, you know, natural football intelligence to take the ball away and put himself in those positions. I think Dennis Allen is trying to do that. You brought up the play that Brady mentioned, and I thought at first, Speaks, it was an invert cover two, just like you said, with, you know, Brisker, the deep half to the field, and then you have Johnson open and sink and be the deep half to the boundary. I've talked to some people who are very smart. Some people think it's cover six, deep half to the field. Kevin Byard, they're playing corners in the backside, and Byard, you know, spins down as almost like a middle lurker. A lot of different ways to look at it. But ultimately, speaks to your point, there's a vacated zone over the top, right? That's the issue with the defense. It doesn't matter what you call it. There's a vacated zone in the outside third or the outside half of the field. And that's a problem because it got you beat, right? So that needs to be fixed. When you're watching the film this week of the player up at house, all that needs to be fixed, whether it was cover six or two invert, doesn't matter. Someone needs to be in the deep half of that field. But with Jalen Johnson, I think more reps playing for a new defense coordinator, right? That's exactly what it is right there.
So it's interesting that he brings up the people that Matt has talked to, Lawrence, like maybe it's not Jalen, maybe it was Byard. But either way, I could see Ben not wanting to call either of them out the way that he did. He kind of deferred assigning blame yesterday.
When I was watching it, Matt, the first thing I was like, man, I feel like he didn't get enough depth on that play. And then I was like, well, maybe he was influenced by Reed, because Reed comes across. And I was trying to figure it out, too. I was like, is that quarter half, or is that them playing two? And I couldn't quite figure it out, but I knew that he didn't look quite right on the play.
And it's a great point, because ultimately Green Bay had the concept to beat it. It's basically double post. You can call it double cross. It's double post. You have a deep post over the top and a shallow crosser. And that shallow crosser designed to influence the defender, to hold the defender from getting depth. It did exactly what it was meant to do. So we give credit to Green Bay. They made the right call in that situation. Sometimes the play call, Lawrence, you say, you know what? They got me. And if you're Dennis Allen in that situation, you say, they got me. They did. We lost that play. Can we come back and win more? Yes. But in that situation, it was Matt LaFleur who won it.
I keep thinking about Keyshawn Nixon, who went away from his assignment on the pivotal fourth down play and went back and made the interception. Evan Williams had kind of, you know, come up to try and cover the flat. And I mean, I got to give credit to Keyshawn Nixon for leaving his spot. And I don't know if Jalen should have done that on any of those plays, but like, how often does that happen in a Dennis Allen defense that guys need to adjust and just kind of cover each other's ass, no matter what the assignments are?
Well, I think, you know, I think ultimately you have to play within the structure of the defense, right? That's what you're coached to do on a football team is, hey, if I have the deep half, I'm in the deep half, right? Now, there are times where you coach players differently, especially superstars, guys that can play outside of structure because they have this natural playmaking ability that you allow them to freelance a little bit. but still within the structure. And I think the Nixon play is a little different, right? Because that's a got to have it moment. That's win the football game or lose the football game. And if you're in coverage and your coverage is underneath and there's a lot of traffic and you see someone run past you, you should probably turn around and cover them, right? That's basically what happened. That's basically what happened in that situation. Yeah. Because look, and I've had this discussion too with a bunch of my friends who are Bears fans. Was it the right call for Ben Johnson? Yeah, it was. The tight end was wide open. It worked. No one covered the tight end. So that is a really smart play call. And look, if you're a Bears fan and you're questioning that, you wanted Ben Johnson here because he was aggressive. He's going to try to win. That's what he tried to do in that situation. He didn't run off tackle. He tried to win the football game. He had the right play call. It fooled the defense. Nixon made a great play, and the quarterback didn't put enough energy on the ball down the field to complete the pass. But the play call itself, in my opinion, was the right one. You're on the road. Go for the win. I'll tell you what. I would expect if they did complete that pass to go for two and actually win the football game.
We were all thinking, and Tanny had brought it up like 10 minutes before they got to that point, the idea like, yeah, they should go for two if they end up getting into the end zone. And Caleb had said on that play that he was thinking too much. And we've been trying to work through some of that because they used that play last week against Philadelphia, and he made the right choice in the right moment. It was an incredible play by him to get the ball down the field. And I wonder, what do you think maybe stalled him that Green Bay did? Because it seemed like they overloaded on the run, and they were like, we were not letting you run for this. So what do you think was going through his head during the play?
I think first thing, Marcus, is can I run for a first down? Right? Because it's a boot concept. You have kind of an edge there. Caleb's shown all season he can outrun players on the field. His play speed is excellent. And maybe he can, you know, get the first down as a runner. Or do I take the underneath throw? And I think he got to the tight end a little late. I think that's all it really was, with his eyes getting there a little late. And like you said, there's a lot to think in that situation. It's also a split second decision at the same time.
Yep.
You really don't have that much time to think. It's, hey, am I going to do this, this, or this? You better pick one now. I think it was a little late picking the right one and getting to the tight end to throw it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the simplest answer and makes the most sense. And we know it takes him a little while. Boy, Matt, you played up there for the pack. We don't like to bring it up, but Lawrence did bring it up twice earlier in the show. I'm just saying. But
he's not ashamed of the fact that he was an NFL player.
Well, maybe he should be, that he played for the pack. I kid. It looks like hits hurt more up there. Like the Menungai collision with Edgerrin Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Does it hurt more in the cold, and does it hurt more at Lambeau, or am I just projecting?
No, it hurts more in the cold. I think it hurts more in classic divisional football games. You know, the AFC North, the NFC North. And I'll tell you what, watching that game, I think we agree on this. It looked like, it felt like a playoff game, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just the weather, the physicality of it, it was faster. I thought the tempo of the game was faster in terms of player movement. The ability and the demand for people to make high-level plays, the energy from the crowd, and just the late game feel when the lights are on the whole football game. It just felt like such a big football game, and it was. Really, the last two of the day. I don't know who watched the game after Kansas City and Houston. That was physical and violent, too. I mean, those both felt like big-time football games, and this is what you want at this point of the season. Whether you're a coach or player or a fan of the Chicago Bears, you want your team to be in this level of football games. And that's what you saw on Sunday.
Yeah, you did. And the game before that, the Bengals and the Bills, was offensive madness in the snow with two great quarterbacks. Right. There's a reason that the NFL is taking over the world. I like what you said, that the hits hurt more in classic division rivalry games. That makes all the scientific sense in the world to me.
It does. And like we talked about last week, you know, Bears-Packers has a different feel to it. When I was in Washington, Washington-Dallas had a much different feel to it.
Hmm.
You know, Philly-New York Giants, much different feel to those games. The best way I can say it, not today's college football, where I'm not going to get into what happened this week, but back when I played, it felt like a bowl game, right? It felt like a bowl game. Like it meant something, right? It meant more. So I just... The best part about playing this league is once the calendar gets to Thanksgiving and you're in it. When I mean you're in it, you have a shot to get to the tournament. That is the best football outside of the postseason. And just the ability to compete at that level, because it's demanded of you every week if you want a chance to get in there.
Your last year was Phillip's first year, right? Were you in Buffalo when he was in San Diego?
Oh, yeah. 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 I was in Buffalo. That's right. I think his first year was 04, though, right? Was it 04 or 05?
I think it was 06.
Was it 06? Yeah. Yeah, that was my last year with the Bills with Coach Duran. Yeah.
Are you amazed that Phillip is out here getting ready to play again?
Yeah, I am. 100% I am. Because it'd be different if Phillip had retired a year ago, right? It's been a while now.
It's been 1,800 days.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'll tell you what, I'm interested to see if it happens. If they bring him up on the active roster this week and he plays in a football game, there's no question Phillip Rivers can still throw the football. I think everyone understands that. But it's the mobility, the physicality of the game, getting your pad set once again. That will be a challenge. And we're talking about Jalen Johnson, who missed, you know, training camp beginning the season. Here we're talking about a guy that's missed 5 years.
Yeah, 04 to 19, he played with the Chargers, and then the 1 year in Indy, and since then he's been the head coach St. Michael Catholic High School. So, Matt, this is you. It really is. This is you coming back. You got how many snaps you got? How many snaps you got at safety if you had to this weekend?
Oh, I could go for 3 or 4. Yeah, but then the problem would be if I was in a situation like Kevin Byard was the other day with the receiver on me, that'd be lights out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, which body part would you be most concerned about? Hamstring, Achilles, shoulder?
Achilles, for sure. I don't play basketball or pickleball or any of that stuff just because I'm so nervous of popping my Achilles. That's the only reason I don't do it is because of that injury. That's the one I'm still scared about, yes.
Well, the ACC Rookie of the Year from the year 2000 might play this weekend for the Indianapolis Colts.
The second grandfather in the NFL might play in the NFL this week. That's pretty wild. Matt, as always, man, we appreciate the perspective. Thanks for the education on the coverage.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.